Yo, what up, everybody? It's your boy Julius, man. I'm back with another podcast for y'all. This is episode 62 of the podcast. I want to give a shout out to everybody that's watching, everybody that's listening. I appreciate y'all, man. It's truly a blessing to be able to do this. So, you know, I just want to say that I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you. Also, I want to give a rest in peace to Little Richard, Ahmaud Arbery, and Andre Harrell. Rest in peace to you guys. My heart really goes out to all of the families, all the friends, everybody that was close with these people, man. I really don't want to say too much about it because it's a sad thing to talk about, so I'm just going to leave it at that. But yeah, rest in peace to all of those guys. Now, with that being said, I wanted to start this by saying that, you know, I do this podcast because I love doing it. It makes me happy. It's very therapeutic for me. It makes me feel good. You know, I do it because I'm trying to put a positive message out in the world. You know, that's the reason why I do it. It's not about numbers. You know, it's not about views or anything like that. Because really, you know, I've been doing this for a little while now, even though I'm still pretty much in the beginning of this, but I've been doing it for a little while now. So if it was all about this money and views and shit, then I probably would have gave up a long time ago. I honestly believe that. I think I would have gave up a long time ago if I wasn't getting any type of money or, you know, my views just, you know, stayed the way they were and didn't change and didn't grow. So it's not about none of that shit with me, man. Like, I don't care about views. I don't care about money. I don't care about making a big lump sum of money from you know, doing this podcast, because that's not, those aren't the main reasons why I do it. I do this because I really feel like I have a powerful message that I need to put out in the world. That's the reason why I do this shit. You know, it's all about the message. It's not about money. It's not about views. Because everybody that starts out ain't going to have all of the views that they want. You know, they're not going to be on the level that they feel that they, you know, they should be on, you know, when you first start out. And that's just what it is. There ain't no way around that. Everybody has to start at the bottom and you work your way up from there. So, you know, that's really about it. Another thing is, like, you know, something small, but I think about it from time to time because it might be a small thing to a lot of other people, but it's really a big deal to me. And it's like, you know, I see a lot of people, you know, posting food and everything like that on their Instagram accounts and on Facebook and all of that. I mean, that's cool. I just, whatever floats your boat, you know, whatever makes you happy or whatever you feel like posting about, you can post about whatever the fuck you want to post about. You know what I mean? I mean, that's your account. You can do what you want to do. But I personally, I don't want to post food or anything like that. I feel like it's kind of like a disrespect to people that, you know, don't have food or don't have, you know, a roof over their head or whatever. You know, they don't have clothes to put on their back. You know, that's really the main reason why I don't post anything like that. You know what I mean? But everybody has their own preferences. You can do whatever makes you feel good, like I said. But me personally, I can't do that because I feel like it's being disrespectful in some type of way. Because there's people out there that are starving. There's people out there that don't have food. You know, they don't have anything to eat. So I'm sitting here posting all my, you know, luxurious meals and everything looking all good and shit. You know what I mean? And there's people out there that are starving to death. So I just, you know, I don't feel like I need to do that. But that's just me. Yeah, you know, like I said before, you know, it's not about the views or anything, because you know, I don't want to spend all that much time, but I feel like a lot of people worry about that shit because in some type of way, you know, it's almost like clout chasing. You know what I mean? Like I feel like it can be compared to that on a certain level. I feel like a lot of people do things just to get attention from people, even though it might be some real dumb shit. You know, it's something that they know people are going to laugh at, but, you know, it doesn't make any sense. Or, you know, people are going to say, you know, they're going to say whatever they say about, you know, whatever it is that this person did on camera, and they're going to have an opinion or they're going to have something stupid to say. And people love that. And I just don't understand that. But a lot of people that are clout chasing, as people call it, a lot of people that do that shit, they really do. Like, I've seen people do some really stupid ass shit, you know, when it comes to clout chasing. Like, they'll do things to put themselves in harm's way, in danger, where they could, you know, possibly lose their fucking life because they did some dumb shit that they felt like other people were going to laugh at. You know what I mean? Like, they're trying to get a rise out of people. So they're going to put themselves in harm's way, you know, to do that shit. And I think that shit is crazy. And it seems like it's getting worse. It seems like that shit is getting worse. When you look on Instagram and Facebook and you realize that, man, people will really do anything for attention, money, or whatever it is that they're chasing. You know what I mean? Like, I think that shit is crazy, man. But look, y'all, at the end of the day, I wouldn't be, you know, sitting here doing this shit if I didn't face my fears. You know, that's really what it comes down to. You have to stand up for yourself and face your fucking fears, man. Face your fears head on. Because if you don't, you will live with that shit in the back of your mind, you know, the rest of your life. And nobody wants to live like that. Like, nobody wants to see that as the end result in their life. Like, you know, you're 80, 90 years old, and you're looking back, and you're like, man, I should have did this, I should have did that, but I was too scared or whatever. Like, don't be scared to face your fears head on. It's only a fucking illusion. That's all it is. Fear is just an illusion that's in the back of our minds, and it's trying to force us to stay inside our box. It wants us to stay cooped up in the box and, you know, not be able to be outside that box to spread our wings and fly. So, I mean, that's what I would say. I mean, you know, that was so important for me to do because if I never faced my fears, I know I wouldn't be doing any of the shit that I'm doing now. Just the fact that I'm in front of this camera and I decided to put my life out into the world where everybody could see and hear, I wouldn't have thought this shit to be possible in my life just, 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, it stems from, farther back than that. But, I mean, just in the last 4 or 5 years, I couldn't see myself being on camera and talking to myself, but also talking to the rest of the world at the same time. I couldn't picture that for myself because I was so fucking scared to be in front of a camera and talk in front of a camera because, I was just so worried about judgment. I'm so worried about what people are going to think about my story or, if I really tell people what I had to go through, to get here where I'm at now, that shit would be crazy, man. I never thought that I would be doing that. So just the fact that I'm doing this right now, this is one of my biggest fears. You know what I mean? I still fear it right now. You know what I mean? I still fear that shit right now, but I don't let it stop me. I don't let that shit get my way. I'm not going to let my fear consume me to the point where I don't want to do anything because it used to do that. Being in high school and middle school, my fear held me back from doing a lot of shit. I could have did a lot of shit when I was in school and really excelled at different things. I really could have excelled at a lot of different things if I had just applied myself and, really believed in myself and I just acted as my own coach, and cheerleader. But I let my fear get the best of me. But these days, I don't let fear stop me. I don't let my fears, conquer me or get in the way. I face them every day, head on. And this right here is one of the biggest fears that I'm facing right now. Within myself, and that's talking to a lot of people at the same time. This shit is crazy to me. But I told myself that I wasn't gonna let that stop me. If you let your fear get in the way of what you want to do in life, it's gonna hurt at the end of the day. It's really gonna hurt because you will look back on it and you'll say, I should have did that. I could have did this. And it's going to be too late because you already hit that point where you're not trying to do anything else. You're not trying to do the thing or the other things that you were thinking about doing. You're not going to have time to do it anymore or you're not going to feel like doing it. So while you have the time now, while you can now at this moment in your life, take the time to do what you want to do with your life. If there's something you want to try, if there's a trait that you want to learn or a trade that you want to learn, if there's a sport that you always wanted to play, if there's a person that you always wanted to draw or something like that, anything like that, anything that you have in your mind that you feel like you couldn't accomplish yourself, then you need to tell yourself that I can accomplish this, I can do this, and I will do this. And once you tell yourself that you can, it will happen if you apply yourself, but you have to do it every single day. And sometimes you might not feel like doing it, and that's all good. That's all good. You might not feel like doing it. On a certain day, we all have those days where we don't feel like doing shit, where we just want to lay around and just be lazy, just be on some lazy shit. Like, I'm not doing nothing today. And that's cool. Like, everybody has those days, but you need to have more days where you are willing to do that thing that you've been wanting to do. Make time for it. If you love something enough, If you say you love something and you really love doing it, then you'll find the way to do it. You'll make time to do it. Even if you're incredibly busy, like a lot of people are, you'll find the time to do it if you love it. Like, I do this podcast because I love doing it. I'm not getting paid to do this podcast. I'm not bringing any money from anywhere, and I'm not looking for that. The thing I'm looking for, like I said, you know, when I started, is that I'm looking to put out my message. I want to help people through my words. These messages that I put out there are my real thoughts on how I really feel about myself and my life and things that's going on in the world right now. So, you know, that's it, man. You know what I mean? So, look, y'all, face your fears. Don't ever stop. Don't ever quit. Don't ever let anybody tell you that you can't be something or that it's not going to work or whatever. Fuck all of those people, man. Fuck all of those people that feel that you ain't worth shit, that you ain't about anything, that you just talk a lot, you don't put anything into action. Fuck all of those people, man. Straight up. Fuck them. Keep doing your thing. Keep doing you. And if you work hard enough, you'll get to where you want to be. It wasn't easy for me. If people knew how much I got turned down by jobs, I can't count on both hands how many times I've been turned down by jobs, you know, online. Now, through the grace of God, I'm able to work from home full time permanently. You know, this is my life now, but this is what I imagined for myself. I spoke it into, you know what I mean, existence. I made it happen for myself because I didn't give up. If I had gave up after the first time or the second time or the third time or the fourth time or the fifth time or the sixth time or the seventh time or the eighth time that a job has told me no or I got rejected, I wouldn't be where I'm at now. I wouldn't be working full time from home. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have all of these different opportunities happening for me if I had gave up in the beginning. The same thing with anything else. You know, it goes back to facing your fears. You know, if you get knocked down, you got to get back up. You will be told no. You will be rejected. It's just a part of life. That's the way it is. But you have to, you know, keep going. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep it moving. And that's it. And it's just that simple. I mean, everything, man. I mean, you know what I mean? Me moving to a whole nother state, you know, I'm working on trying to cut my own hair, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I took a chance and I was studying, you know, real estate for a while. I finally, you know what I mean, invested in real estate. You know, I invested in gold. I invested in, you know, another company, you know what I mean? Like, you know, all of these things that I was scared to do. I just, you know, people don't understand how much courage it really takes to face your fears. Like, a lot of people say that, yeah, you know, this, that, and the third, and I faced my fears, and, you know, I did this now, whatever. I mean, listen, I salute all of the people out there that face their fears, man, because it takes a lot of fucking courage to do that shit. It takes a lot of fucking courage and willpower to face your fears head on and beat them. Now sometimes I believe that our fears will win battles. You know what I mean? Like all of the shit that, you know, we might be scared of, that shit might win every now and again. But guess what? We need to make sure that we win the fucking war. Our fears might win sometimes, but we need to make sure that we're going to win, period. When it's all said and done, we need to make sure that we come out on top, straight up, man. So, look, that's the message I got for y'all today, man. Hope y'all enjoyed it. if you got something out of this, man, if you got something out of this podcast today, if it made you feel good or if it made you think about shit, then please like this, man. Like the video. Leave a comment. Let me know what kind of content y'all want me to bring, man. Like, I'm just straight bringing heat every time I come. So, you know, let me know, you know what I mean, what y'all want me to talk about. Or if you have any questions, ask your questions. But please like the video. Please subscribe to the channel. It don't cost you anything, all right? And I appreciate y'all for listening. Oh yeah, before I go. Happy Mother's Day to all the great mothers around the world. I know it's tomorrow, but I'm just saying it now. Happy Mother's Day to all of the great mothers around the world. Happy Mother's Day to my mother in heaven. I love you, Mom. Always have, always will. You know that. Happy Mother's Day to my girl, Erin. I love you. I appreciate you. You're a great mother. Really, really good mother. Real talk. And yeah, man. Happy Mother's Day to all the great mothers out there. You know what I mean? For tomorrow. I appreciate y'all for listening. I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace.